Good morning. This is Dina Marie for Mater Dei Radio. It's become a blessed tradition in the Archdiocese of Portland for our Archbishop to host a vocations discernment retreat at the beginning of the new year. With me to talk about the retreat and the men who seek God's will in their lives is Father Jeff Irvin, Vocation Director for the Archdiocese of Portland and Oregon. Good morning and Happy New Year, Father Jeff.
Good morning, Dina Marie. Happy New Year to you.
Well, it's exciting to start this new year, and I love to see, I think it's since Archbishop Vlasny who started this idea of gathering annually with men who are seeking discernment for the priesthood and to gather in a retreat setting with them one-on-one time with the Archbishop, which has been a great thing for him to pass along to Archbishop Sample and also you supporting as Vocations Director.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I even remember going on this retreat as a discerner.
You know,
I went on it twice when I was discerning. Father Kelly Vandehey was the vocation director at the time, and of course Archbishop Vlasny was the bishop. And yeah, it's been a wonderful tradition. And I hear Archbishop Sample speak often about this beautiful tradition that has been passed on from Archbishop Vlasny. When he first started to do it, he was just really amazed at just the quality of the retreat and the guys who come on it, and how it's really been a catalyst for some of these guys when they come to this retreat, that they something really solidifies in their own discernment, and sometimes they're really wanting to take an application to take the next step. So for us in our with the various events throughout the year, this is really a key event for us in the discernment process with some of these guys who are more serious discerners.
Right. And I think what Archbishop Sample mentioned recently was that as he looked at the men currently in seminary studying for the Archdiocese of Portland, almost all of them have attended at least once this particular vocations retreat. So it really is, I think, a powerful opportunity to come together, I think partially because you get to be one-on-one with the Archbishop.
Yeah, and when there is a young man who's discerning, usually I walk with them for a good period of time, you know, at least like a year or a year and a half sometimes. So the guys who come on this retreat are usually come by an invitation from myself or the Archbishop or even some of their local pastors.
Sure.
So we kind of say, maybe a guy who we know a little bit more serious discerner, and invite him to kind of have this special time with the Archbishop. And that's really a big advantage of this retreat is it's the Archbishop's retreat, right?
Yeah.
So he leads it. He's there all weekend. He generously gives of his time. But he gives around three or four conferences, and then just really an opportunity for the guys to spend time together, you know, just meeting other men who are discerning and really, okay, I'm not in this alone.
Yeah.
And then there's also some seminarians that I invite to come on the weekend to help kind of behind the scenes. But also they're able to spend some time with the guys like later in the evening, you know, after I go to bed, to kind of talk about what's life like in the seminary and kind of just share some of their insights on a more practical, more intimate level.
Father Jeff, if you think back to when you attended this retreat as a discerner, really thinking about, is this really the call to the priesthood? Things that come to mind that really impacted you of having this retreat time with the Archbishop?
Yeah, I can recall. So I attended this retreat twice, and I remember the first time, I think it was by invitation of the vocation at the time, and it was really good just to learn more. I think that was the first. I just needed more information. I felt this stirring in my heart, but I wanted to learn more. I guess what I remember is just meeting the other guys discerning and to realize that I wasn't alone, right? That was kind of really the big impact that I had. And that both the vocation director and the Archbishop really cared about my discernment, and they wanted to walk with me. I remember after the first time I went, I remember leaving the retreat thinking, oh, well, I don't think this is for me, you know? So I was kind of one of those, like, oh, I sought it out, but I forget what it was, but there's a sense that, well, maybe the Lord isn't calling me to this. So I kind of went back to my just regular normal life, working and everything, but it kept coming back, you know, something that kept resurfacing. And then I went maybe the following year or the year after, and it was different. That time, going on the retreat a second time, I could really sense, okay, I think maybe now I'm ready. So it's all in God's timing, right? So I remember from that retreat, then I worked a little bit more closely with the vocation director and took an application and started the application process. So it's interesting. You know, sometimes it's all in God's timing. when you're ready and you're ready to take the next step.
We're talking with Father Jeff Irvin, our Vocations Director for the Archdiocese of Portland and Oregon, and inviting you to pray for all of those who are discerning a call to the priesthood in this archdiocese and those who will attend the January retreat with Archbishop. Give us a sense of the theme that you know Archbishop's going to be bringing. He's talked a lot about it in this last year, working with the priests on some of your different convocation gatherings together, but this idea of spiritual fatherhood.
Yeah, exactly. So that's going to be kind of the core of the conferences for the weekend is spiritual father. So who is a priest? So often when young men come into the retreat, they start discerning, they look at what a priest does, right? Mm-hmm. Which is beautiful, you know, able to celebrate the sacraments, celebrate Mass, hear confessions. And a lot of times young men are enamored by that and they're, that's good. That's kind of the first spark of, oh, maybe the Lord's called me to that. But there, as we know, there's just a deeper reality of who a priest is. So he really speaks a lot about just the theological, you know, nature of a priest as beloved son of the Father, priest as the bridegroom, and this spiritual fatherhood as one who really loves God with all their being. And loves God's people and wants to lay down their life in service. So really just breaking up this theme of spiritual fatherhood, what does it mean to be a father? And what does it mean to serve the church as a father in the person of Jesus Christ? So this is going to be the core of kind of the themes. But we also speak about prayer, you know, as really the heart of discernment. So we give the young men some tools to pray. One, so we teach them a little bit on Lectio Divina. Also some relational prayer, so how they can just kind of sit with the Lord in personal heart-to-heart mental prayer, really just sharing their desires on their own heart and receiving from the Lord. And then also walk them through a little bit of the examination of conscience, the examine prayer at the end of the day. So really reminding them that discernment really comes in and through prayer. It's not just a choice that they make on their own, but it's a call, it's an invitation that comes from the Lord in deep, heartfelt prayer.
It's beautiful. Well, I want to just encourage our listeners to pray this month of January, particularly for those discerning the call to the priesthood, for our current seminarians and those who will become seminarians in the future, and to pray for you and our Archbishop, Father Jeff, for continued leadership as being our spiritual fathers. And what a great way to start, I think, the new year is with this vocations retreat.
Yes, and I thank you for your prayers and for all those who are listening to pray for these men who will come on retreat. We hope to have maybe 15 to 20 attendees on the retreat. Pray that it would be an opportunity for them to encounter the Lord and also to understand a little bit more about who they are and what the Lord may be calling them to do and calling them to be.
Beautiful. Can you help us close this time together, Father Jeff, with your blessing for our listeners?
Sure. Thank you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful time of the year. We thank you for this new year, this season of Christmas, as we have celebrated the Nativity of our Lord and the Epiphany, really the Lord becoming the light to all nations. We ask that he continue to illuminate our hearts, our lives, with the presence of his Holy Spirit, and continue to draw us ever more deeply into the union with the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. We ask all this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
The Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Father Jeff.
You're welcome. Thank you.